This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1602. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 2nd, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Equatorial Guinea, Finland, Germany, India, Indonesia, Japan, Kashmir, Korea, Macedonia, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, Myanmar, Oman, Pakistan, Russia, Serbia, Spain, Sudan, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Almuiken, Pennsylvania remains an enthusiastic QSL collector and reports his results to DX Listening Digest. About Brazil, he says, I received an absolutely stunning A4-sized QSL certificate in 19 days for an airmail report in Portuguese and two IRCs to Radio Voz Missionaria on 9665. The certificate has signatures of the President, Vice President, and Director of Radio on it. Also sent some station brochures listing frequencies and showing transmitter and antenna system. They arrived via EMS post, which certainly cost them much more than the IRCs were worth. As a bonus, I was not inundated with religious tracts. That's the station on 9665 as well as 5940 and 11750. As listed in the new DX Listening Digest number 12-05, via worldofradio.com, containing another compilation by Harold Froge, which he calls the Carmen Miranda Report, recent Brazilian logs compiled from various sources in frequency order. As we'd been warning for the past few weeks, Radio Bulgaria has indeed closed down all its shortwave transmissions. This occurred at 2200 UT January 31st at the end of the French broadcast on 7400 and Spanish on 9400. Many of us were monitoring and recording not only those, but the final English broadcasts during the previous 24 hours, and you can find links to some of them in the new DX Listening Digest, or try searching YouTube. And perhaps those will also be preserved indefinitely for historical purposes, along with the new broadcast they continue producing only for the internet via their website, bnr.bg. If you did log one of their final broadcasts on January 31st only, Juan Franco Crespo in Spain received a message from their Spanish service, which presumably applies to the others, that for reports on that date only they would be affixing a special seal to their QSL cards, last day on shortwave. As Sergei S. points out, there is also a transcript of their final mailbag program in English and other languages. They headline it, Radio Bulgaria's Closure of its Shortwave Broadcast, an unpleasant surprise to longtime listeners. We had thought the DX program was going to be continued, even though not on shortwave anymore, but Ivo Ivanov, who was involved with it, says there's no chance to resume the DX programs or the shortwave transmitters in Podarsko. BNR and Radio Bulgaria management do not want to fight for money, which would be around 2 mega euro per year, to keep it going on shortwave. As he posted, what he says is his last report from Radio Bulgaria of DX Mix News, dated February 1st. However, on the Media Network blog, Andy Sennett points out that the final edition of the DX program January 28th confirmed that it used to broadcast clandestine stations. It says, we should mention that from the 1960s to the 80s, Bulgarian shortwave transmitters were used to broadcast programs of Radio Moscow and three stations of the Communist Parties of Chile, Spain, and Iran, respectively Radio Magallanes, Radio España Independiente, and Radio Courier of Iran. Be prepared for another breakdown of the CFRX transmitter in Toronto on 6070. Both Harold Froge and I have heard it with some distorted modulation. Harold heard it January 24th in the daytime around 1930 UT. He says, lapsing into occasional distortion. And I noted the same January 31st at 06:09. It was distorted, and the carrier was also unstable during their overnight comedy programming. However, fans of that will have an alternative, as since February 1st, KKLF 1700 in the Metroplex, Texas, was adopting the all-comedy format, I think from the same network source. That is 24/7 comedy radio, according to the Dallas Observer via allaccess.com, via Kevin Redding, ABDX. Getting back to CFRX, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says as of January 30th, it was not fading out until 11:15 UT. Fire Drake, all musical jamming from China continues to be relatively rarely heard. However, I did hear it on some unusual frequencies, January 28th until off at 1400 on 7595. That would be against Sound of Hope via Tajikistan, which jumps around many frequencies from 7515 to 7640, according to the Alki listing. And another frequency not reported before, except in Alki, 15870 until 1500, January 31st. We continue to get reports occasionally of preachers in English on 15190, assumed to be Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea. It's still in some of the listings. However, when we try to hear it the next day or whenever we have a chance, there's nothing there. And when it was active almost a year ago, their IDs were rare and their timing was off. You'd never know when one program would end and another one would begin. I would like to get some definite logs of Radio Africa, if it's really on the air, including an ID. Keep an ear on 15190, especially around 21 to 23 UT. And do not confuse it with Brother Scare via IRRS via Romania, daily from 13 to 15, also on 15190, now extended on Sundays until 1530, and on Saturdays until 1700. You can, if you don't recognize Brother Scare, or if he's allowing someone else to talk, as occasionally happens, you can always compare it to the continuous broadcasts via U.S. shortwave stations, WWRB, WWCR, well, not quite all the time, and part of the time on WBCQ. However, we've found they are not likely to be synchronized, maybe up to half a minute out of sync. In World DX Club Contact, Mike Barraclough reminds us that it's time for another monthly broadcast of Scandinavian Weekend Radio from Finland, the low-power non-pirate station, which habitually broadcasts the first Saturday of each month, actually starting Friday at 2200 UT for 24 hours. The schedule for February 3rd and 4th appears in the new DX Listing Digest, or check their website, swradio.net. Trying to avoid interference, they have two frequencies each on the 25 and 49 meter bands during different hours in the 24-hour period, 6170 and 5980, 11720 and 11690. Deutsche Welle, where shortwave remains but only as an afterthought, says it has a new website and new corporate design via the Media Network blog, launching a completely redesigned website on the 6th of February. Multilingual, multimedia online portal will be available at www.dw.de, encompassing everything that DW has to offer, articles, audio, video, and interactive content, says Director General Eric Bettermann, a source of reliable information from Germany, and high-quality journalistic content in 30 languages, a refreshing color concept, and modern design give the site a friendly face. Ron Hart in California wonders if All India Radio in Atanagar has been running reduced power on 4990. They've not been heard recently, but January 27th he had them again at 1357 with a hymn, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, which I wouldn't expect to hear from India. then some talk, 2 weeks to make out the language. At 14:15, their usual musical fanfare in news in Hindi. At 14:20, the musical fanfare again before the local news in English, but 2 weeks to make out any details. And the musical fanfare yet again at 14:25 after the news in English. Some people hear something on 4750 and assume it's Radio Republic Indonesia Makassar. However, Ron Howard in California says consistently, I hear Bangladesh Betar with a decent signal, mixing with CNR1 China. I hear frequent IDs. I have not heard RRI Makassar for a long time. It was last heard in late October and was routinely noted back then on a slightly lower frequency, 4749.96, than Bangladesh Betar on exactly 4750. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been checking the frequency with lots of remote receivers in different places. And he says, in Western North America, the subcontinental song and music station is probably Bangladesh Shavar in Bengali. Actually, it may be 1 hertz above 4750. While another week's signal appeared 11 hertz below 4750, very weak, it might have been the Indonesian. While the CNR1 program at Hailar in China was a little bit higher on 4750.008, and it could parallel that to 5945. This was between 12 and 1220 UT on February 1st, using 7 remote units, 4 in Japan, as well as in Alberta, Seattle, and California. As for the external service, Voice of Indonesia slightly below 9526, which we reported was back on the air last week. Trouble is, the signal may have improved a bit, but there was hardly any modulation after 14 UT, January 26th and 28th. It's better on the 31st, but still somewhat undermodulated. On February 1st, Wolfgang Büschel said it was loud and clear. Measured 26 hertz below 9526, including a saxophone interlude at 14:33. Also heard on that occasion during that hour by Noel Green in England. I was also listening at that time and found it in the clear with pop music in Indonesia, but still some split-second intermittent audio dropouts or IADs. Radio Nikkei 1 in Japan certainly has a variety of music during their final hour on the air, signing off at 1500 UT on 6055 and 9595. On January 26th, they were playing J-pop, and on the 30th, it was continuous, energetic, and repetitive techno music. Abid Hussein Sajid forwards a website from NHK that NHK World Television is again looking for some monitors to watch their programming and send in their comments and suggestions, and they'll even pay for it, 3 kiloyen per monitoring report. You must have 24-hour access to NHK World on television, not the internet. The link to the form to fill out, if you're eligible and would like to be their monitor, is in DX Listening Digest 12-05 via worldofradio.org. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports his 214th NASWA radio country heard, combining with his previous monitoring in Ontario, January 27th at 0203, in the form of Grey Line reception from Radio Kashmir in Srinagar on 4950 until sign-off at 0215. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1602. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Terry Palmersheim in Helena, Montana, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702 USA. Ron Howard in California, and I note that Shokaze, or sea breeze, was finally in English again on Friday, January 27th, on 5985, between 1330 and 1430. For me, it was a poor signal with the usual heterodyne from Myanmar on the high side. The Wild was talking, but it was hard to copy her due to her accent. In California, Ron says there was moderate jamming, which I don't usually hear in Oklahoma. One of several clandestine services from South to North Korea is one that started a few months ago called MND Radio, apparently standing for Ministry of National Defense. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan says their schedule changed. As of January 29th, it is as follows. Now, there are two versions, one with a male speaker and another with a female. The male version, and all of these last 40 minutes, is at 04 and 12 UT on 6230 and 6135, while the female is at 05 and 10 on 6550 and 6435. That one we used to hear when it was an hour later, after 0600. Via PlateX, the February issue of JSWC DX News has an interesting log of something I've not seen before, although some details are still lacking. The frequency 5857.5, a weather report station from Korea. Is it north or south? I would guess it's south. Heard January 2nd at 10:45 to sign off at 10:52 in Korean, English, and Japanese. A weather report by a female voice, says Tetsuya Toriyumi in Japan. And I'm also wondering if it might have been on SSB. Here's a way to hear a shortwave broadcast from Macedonia. By some definition, shortwave, Zaharias Liangas in Greece, who was comparing his two receivers, the HF-150 and the R-75, was hearing the third harmonic of the high-power transmitter on 810, Radio Skopje, on 2430, January 30th at 2144 with folk and traditional songs. He says he was not hearing the second harmonic, only the third harmonic, which had the same signal level as the fundamental. The update page of worldchristian.org says station MWV from Madagascar is almost ready to broadcast. Trouble is, they never date these updates, so you were not sure just how recent they are. This prompted some people to pull out the registered frequency schedule, which might start February 1st for Madagascar World Voice. But we can relax. I inquired directly of WCBC and got replies about their actual status. Kevin Chambers, who is apparently in Madagascar, wrote this on January 31st. I wish I had better news. The transmitters are packed and ready to ship. However, the Malagasy government has stalled for 16 months in signing necessary document renewals that would allow the transmitters to enter the country. I cannot even guess as to when the transmitters could start on their way here. I've had many first on-air test dates in mind, but I've given up trying to predict, so we're just trying to be patient. We have no leverage as to what the government will do. Everything else here at this site is ready to go. And then I received another reply from Gail Crow, Vice President of Programming of World Christian Broadcasting near Nashville, on February 1st. He says the transmitters are sitting on the dock in Houston, awaiting the ship that will take them to the west side of Madagascar. Best estimates are that the trip will take between 60 and 90 days. Once they make it through customs, which sometimes has been a lengthy, uncertain process, and are in place at the station, a technician will have to come from Continental Electronics in Dallas to install them. The best-case scenario for the beginning of testing is probably June 1st. We've learned that very little in Madagascar happens according to our timetable, so more delays would not surprise us. End quote. It looks to me like they would have been better off acquiring the Radio Netherlands shortwave transmitters, which are already up and running for many years in Madagascar, and replenished with newer ones from Sweden, but soon to lose their primary purpose. It seems shortwave broadcasts from Malaysia are rather sporadic. Zaharias Liangas in Greece says Trax FM is again missing from 7295, January 25th at 228. Just an S1 signal from China instead. And Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, on January 27th at 1653, found no signal from the three relays from Peninsular Malaysia on 9835, 11630, or 11665. However, making up for this, Ron Howard in California reported something quite unusual. February 1st at 1101 to 1151, 20 hertz above 6050. Instead of the usual relay of Ashik FM, he heard the external service, Voice of Malaysia, and it was all in English, probably a special one-day-only broadcast for the Federal Territory Day holiday. There was news on the hour, then Stevie Wonder, a Malaysian language lesson, pop songs in English, and then at 11:24, live coverage of a parade in Kuala Lumpur. I've heard it before, but let me recommend it to you if you've not yet heard it, a rather exotic station in the at the southern end of Sonora State in Mexico on 700 kHz. It's La Voz de los Tres Rios, call sign XEETCH, a rather unpronounceable name. The first few letters of the town, Echojoa, ETCHOJOA. It's one of the federal government's indigenous stations. It apparently signs on at 13UT, and I heard it again January 30th at 1304 with a soft-spoken lady with birthday greetings, not only in Spanish, but playing mañanitas in the three main languages the station uses, Mayo, Yaqui, and Guarijillo. After 1313, there was rustic music for the three ethnic groups, and reception lasted at least until 1326, and it almost had the frequency to itself. We have a link to the website telling all about the station in DX Listening Digest 12-05. Myanmar continues to be heard on new 7110 until about 1430 UT, but via Wolfgang Büschel, Victor Gunatelica in Sri Lanka reports they have four frequencies, all exactly on frequency, so presumably they're new transmitters. And there are more new ones, 9590, we've mentioned before. It's at 0130 to 330 and 06 to 0830. And also 6030. That is likely to encounter a lot of interference from China et al., I think. But you might try it if you have a chance. Ron Howard in California hasn't reported 6030 yet, but he does report the Myanmar Defense Forces station on 5770, January 31st at 1409 to 1432. They play pop songs and a monologue. He says better reception recently. And there's indigenous theme music at the bottom of the hour rather than unique military marching band music. This may have been a one-off, but worth checking again. Hiroshi in Japan via S. Hasegawa reports getting Radio Oman FM 90.4 in English at an unscheduled time on 15355 from tune-in at 0602 until off at 0830 January 29th, mainly light classical music. Also heard by XYZ in Akita at 0618 January 29th. Wolfgang Büschel says if you hear a terrible spur on 15646.8, it's the Radio Pakistan Urdu service from 15725 between 05 and 07 UT. He heard it at 05551 January 26th. Via BCDX, Peter HB9CET in Switzerland reports that the intermodulation product between the high-power medium-wave transmitter on 1089 and a shortwave frequency at the Armavir or Tbilisskaya or Krasnodar Krai site in Russia is again active, putting out mixtures with 6090, on the sum of the two frequencies, 7179, and on the difference, 5001, which others have reported and wondered what it is. He heard this January 24th at 2042. Some more shortwave transmitters may have disappeared without notice right away. In World DX Club contact, Arthur Miller in Wales says, since the start of the year, I have not noted the Belgrade transmitter of International Radio Serbia on 9635, though the Bosnia transmitter is still operational. And Mike Baraklov says he's not heard it either. Via Jose Bueno in PlayDX, there is an additional time for one of the better DX programs in Spanish, Amigos de la Onda Corta from Spain, which may be more convenient for some of us, Saturdays at 16:05 UT. On 15585, 21610, 15385, 15125, 17595, 9765, and for North America via Costa Rica, 17850. Ron Howard in California reports an English segment on Monday, January 30th from the Sudan Radio Service, 17745 via the UK, heard at 1638 to 1650. The first updater to the World Radio TV Handbook is now online via WRTH.com, and it shows a complete revised schedule for SRS, including English, as follows, all on that frequency. It's daily at 1630 to 1700, Saturdays, as we've been reporting, at 15 to 16, and also Sundays at 1530 until 1600. KimAndrewElliott.com and the Media Network blog quote the Washington Post, January 27th, where Emily Heil writes, Walter Isaacson, who penned a best-selling book about Steve Jobs, has resigned as chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors to work on another book. He says, I'm taking on another big writing project, so I won't be able to give the BBG the time it needs and deserves. Kim Elliott also has just discovered that the Maritime Communications Station, WLO, in Mobile, Alabama, has a 24-hour transmission of news in radio teletype and Sitor B on 8473. Much of the news comes from the Voice of America, presumably because of its public domain status. The Radio Heritage Foundation reports that the Music of Your Life format is making a stunning comeback, signing a deal with the owner of some 39 AM stations to replace many brokered Asian and Spanish language programs with the Great American Songbook. Some of them high power stations, KBLA 1580 Los Angeles, KIQI 1010 San Francisco, KXPA 1540 Seattle, KWRU 940 Fresno, WNMA 1210 in Miami. Here's another missing shortwave station in World DX Club contact. Arthur Miller in Wales says, since the start of the new year, I've failed to find Uganda on 4976. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 31st, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 110 February 6 to 8 to a peak of only 130 February 10th through 22nd. Lynn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1602.